Apostle A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Strive for perfection. James chapter 1, verse 4. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What powerful words these are that James pens for us. Patience is very difficult to deal with. I recall the humorous line that someone spoke, "I have no problem with patience, it's the waiting around that I have trouble with." It reveals that whoever made that statement did not know what patience was. Patience is waiting for God's timing rather than trying to force our timing into the equation. I recall in the Old Testament when Saul was about to be crowned the king of Israel. Samuel had told him to wait until he came and anointed him. But Saul couldn't wait. He went ahead and assumed the role that only the prophet himself could fill. Samuel then pronounced a judgment upon him, that the kingdom was torn from him and given to his successor, who ended up being David. Waiting for God to do what only God can do requires a great deal of yieldedness of our own will to find God's will. When we strive for the perfection, it's not that we would be without fault, it's that we would yield our will to His will. When we allow our will to be submissive to God's will, we allow His perfect work to be accomplished in our life. Are you waiting upon the Lord? Are you striving for the perfection that only He can bring? If not, I urge you to do so. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can find in You that which is perfect and complete, no lack whatsoever. It may seem that we have very little. It may seem that we are losing more than we are gaining. But Lord, we know that You are in control of all things. And whatever we have here on earth is nothing compared to the glory that waits for us in heaven. As we walk the walk that You give us to walk, I pray that we might have a yieldedness to You, that in all things we might give You the preeminence, the praise, the glory that You so rightly deserve. Thank You for being our Lord. Thank You for dying for us in order that we might live for You. Might we do so more than we ever have before. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.